Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Not Another Internet Guru podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be answering about 10 questions from my latest YouTube video. So let's get right into it. First one. Hey, Robert, you mentioned something about the color of your text affecting whether or not it gets views. What colors would you recommend? Thank you, at Genevieve Galarski. So I would strongly recommend that you stick to the following colors: white, black, red, green, baby blue. I would stick to those in specific. A lot of people add purple or orange in there. Honestly, those just aren't very visually appealing colors and they tend to not do well. Next question. Hi, Robert. Love your videos. I got a question. Is there like a bug when my friend likes or shares my video that I just send him seconds after the video is uploading? Because it won't get higher than one view. My other videos are like 1,000 views. So two things. First, no, it's not a bug. It's probably just that you're not being patient enough. Secondly, I would strongly suggest that you do not send your friend your videos like that. The second after you upload it, it's going to look like spam to TikTok. It's going to look like spam to TikTok. I would strongly recommend that you just avoid doing that. Do not do that. TikTok has so much organic reach that like you don't need to do something like that. I would just recommend that you let it get its organic reach. And then later on, if you want to share it to your friends, then go ahead and do that. But don't do that initially right off the bat because then TikTok's going to think it's spam. Next question. What if the sound is trending on the For You page, but it's only 8 seconds long? Should you avoid using it because it's not between 13 and 22 seconds long? Or should you give it a try since it's trending? Thanks, at Rebex Marie. So I would strongly recommend that you just try it anyway. I'm just saying there are a ton of people that send me DMs on a daily basis that ask me why their video did not take off. If it's a trending sound and it's on the For You page, then that's a totally different story, right? But if you're just making content, it should be 13 to 22 seconds long. Next question, kind of similar. What about the I'm lost trend? People don't want to watch that for 13 seconds, but it goes viral. So again, it's something that is trending. If it's something that is trending, then it can be shorter than 13 seconds. Long. But if you're just generally making content, I would strongly recommend that they're all over 13 seconds long. Next question. Personally, my reposts are doing worse than my new content. I make original content, informational content. I'm wondering if that's why people don't want to hear the same stuff. So no, that's probably not why at all, because guys, the majority of your views should be coming from the For You page. So it's not going to be the same people seeing your stuff over and over again. That's what is so great about TikTok. So no, that is not why they're not doing as well. They're probably just posted at a poor time or something like that. I would strongly recommend that you continue to do reposts. Okay, I have a question. My most viewed video is a minute long, no text, no hashtags. I'm confused. Yes. Like I said, your most viewed video might be a minute long with no text and no hashtags, but guess what? I'm sure that if you just make videos like that, they're not going to do well at all. I'm telling you guys what is going to do well generally, which is videos that are 13 to 22 seconds long with 3 to 4 hashtags with text on the screen throughout the video. Generally speaking, unless you're already famous, that is how you get a lot of views on TikTok. Next question. Hey, Rob, I have an account with 15K, but it doesn't really get a lot of views. I've made a bunch of accounts over and over, but never have them logged in at the same time. Do you think this hurt my account authority with my original account? And should I create a new one to implement your tips, or can I just use them on my original account? Please respond. So I would strongly recommend that you just stick with the account with 15K, start posting and start getting better at posting. The reason that your views are dropping, you probably haven't changed your content for the new algorithm. You're probably not posting enough. You're probably doing a ton of things wrong considering that you've created so many new accounts. So I would strongly recommend that you just stick to that account and stick to doing the right thing. Start doing the right thing. Next, I know you said 15 to 22 seconds, though my viral content is about 7 seconds because I think fitness videos do better in short clips. Would you agree? I would disagree with that. Again, 13 to 22 seconds long is how long your video should be. I get it. A couple of you guys might've had a video that went viral that was 7 seconds long. Keep making content that's 7 seconds long if you don't believe me. Like, the truth is gonna play out. I've seen this play out over thousands of creators' accounts. I look at hundreds of accounts every single day. I look at hundreds of posts, maybe even thousands of posts every single day. I'm telling you, 13 to 22 seconds long is the way to go. Hey, Rob, you said you use 2 trending hashtags and 2 niche specific ones. Does that mean we don't use hashtag FYP or hashtag For You anymore? So I would still throw in hashtag FYP, hashtag For You page, hashtag viral, but I would not exceed those 4 hashtags. You could fit those in for like, instead of niche specific hashtags, throw those in if your post is pretty broad. Otherwise, I would just stick to niche specific, to trending, maybe throw in a hashtag FYP and have 5 hashtags. But I would strongly suggest you guys avoid filling up that description bar with a ton of hashtags. 2 more questions left. So every single one of my videos are the same style, but one of them has 29,000 views and the others don't have more than 5K views. What's the difference? At Sharp Fan. fantasy. The difference is probably the time that you post it and what the content is about. I understand that all of your contents are the same style, but if you post something about something that's irrelevant and something that is relevant, obviously I know your account. I've worked with you. So I'll tell you straight up what it is. Your post that got a lot of views is going to be about a team or about a player or about something that was way more popular. I understand that it's always the same style, but if you're posting about hockey and you post about the number one team, or we'll just go football. If you're posting about football and you post about somebody that nobody gives a shit about, and then you post about the superstar, I'm sure you can imagine which post is going to naturally get more engagement, which post is going to do better. It doesn't matter if it's the same style of content. The content of that, or the substance of the content, really matters. In your case, I would talk about things that are being talked about on ESPN, the number one things going on, the number one teams, the number one busts, things like that. Hell, do a post about whether or not Antonio Brown is coming back or something like that. I think that would do really well. It would get a lot of attention. And again, you need to be constantly coming up with these ideas for what can I say that's really going to stir people up. Final question says, I just have a question. Since we should be consistent, what about those who go to boarding schools? When we open schools, will this affect your account? So I don't think it's going to affect your account when it opens up schools. People have asked me the same thing about work. No, I don't think it's going to totally change how people interact. It's not going to change what social media platform people go on. If people go back to work, if people go back to school, they're still going to go on TikTok. They're going to be on TikTok at different times, of course, because you can't be on it when you're in a meeting or when you're in class. Well, I guess you could be on it when you're in a meeting, but you probably shouldn't be, or when you're in class. So that being said, consumer behavior is going to change as far as what time they're going to be on TikTok, but they're still going to be on TikTok. Like, it's not going to be like, oh shit, we're back at school. Everybody go on Instagram, everybody go on Facebook, because nobody's going to do that. They're going to be on the platform where there's the most attention right now. And I'm guessing in the future too, it's going to be TikTok, at least for the next 18 to 24 months, or until something drastic changes.